This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. Now, I've got like a really good show lined up for you guys, and I'm actually sounding a bit hoarse at the moment. I'm actually losing my voice, so I don't know. Who's sicker, Michelle or myself? I don't know. But I'm standing in for Michelle at the moment. Now, with me in the studio tonight, I've got like a couple of really good friends here at Transpositions. If you're listening to Stand Up Straight on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock,
correct. Clayton. Well done.
Yes, he's not a user, it's Clayton.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi. Hi, Clayton. How are you?
My first time live on Transpositions.
It is.
I've been pre-recorded a couple of times, but yeah.
Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
We're going to have a bit of a chat.
Fantastic.
And my other special guest that I've also got in the studio with me right now is the gorgeous Katie. Now, if you've listened to Transpositions before in the past, Katie is a...
I'm a speech pathologist that works with voice.
Yes, and you're the type of person we want to talk to. Can you help me with my lost voice?
I can certainly try.
I think I've been screaming too much.
Christmas will do that to even the best of us.
Exactly right. Hey, so thank you so much for joining us tonight. So we're going to have a chat maybe about gendered communication or something like that.
Sounds absolutely fantastic.
Mm. Now, Clayton, you showed to me one news item before, which is just like... really got my goat.
Yeah, well, it's an interesting article because it's the headline. You kind of understand where they're coming from just by reading the headline. Barry Humphries says Caitlyn Jenner is a publicity-seeking rat bag. Can you understand that?
No.
No. But then if you actually read the article, it actually goes into him agreeing with Jermaine Greer. From,
oh, come on, seriously.
No.
No, no.
Definitely no.
No.
I agree with Jermaine. You're a mutilated man. That's all. He says, self-mutilation, what's all this carry-on? Caitlyn Jenner, what a publicity-seeking ratbag. It's all given the stamp, not for necessity.
Oh, no.
I can't even say the word. But authenticity or something. Yes, he's...
No, 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 no.
He's such an authentic woman himself.
Isn't he? Well, you know what? Suddenly I'm starting to lose my respect that there is... Well, that I had for his wonderful character.
Damon is a very iconic Australian character, and it's just sad that he's... And someone, actually Sonia from Sci-Fi and Scream, made the question, if he'd said it as Dame Edna, would that have been different?
Oh, God, I don't know. I don't know, maybe Dame Edna's probably, I'm going to call it, I think Dame Edna's a has-been.
Oh.
I think Barry Humphries is a has-been with comments like that.
Well, absolutely. And is Jermaine Greer, who once was very relevant.
And look, I'm not going to comment too much, and it's probably a bit topical, but Jermaine Greer, in my opinion, she's naturally the person that she actually opposed all those years ago, back in the 60s and 70s.
Yeah,
which is kind of scary. Hey, you are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9, and this is Megsy with a very hoarse voice, and I...
Well, you're looking lovely, not like a horse. So.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Well, other people... Oh, no, actually, I'm not going to say that because we're not after nine.
Oh.
Now, Katie, you've come and joined us tonight, and you are a speech pathologist.
I am indeed.
What exactly does that mean?
Well, it can mean a lot of different things depending on where you work, but basically we do everything to do with communication and swallowing to help people to be able to optimise their communication and swallowing and their health.
And how does that relate with trans people and those kinds of things?
Yeah, so look, the trans community are some of my favourite people to work with because we get to help a lot of very diverse people, but specifically with trans communities, they're really excited about their communication and particularly their voice. So we get to do really exciting things in helping trans women to feminise their voice and trans men to masculinise their voices to be able to talk and communicate the way that they want to.
Because I think for a lot of people, it really is a big thing, the voice. You know, it's like if it doesn't feel right, it doesn't sound right for people. And I think Caitlyn Jenner, in her fucky series, and I've got mixed views on it. She actually went out and said, for her, the voice was a big thing because, you know, you can look and everything else like that, but if the voice is not right,
Absolutely. And I think for all of us, our voice is such an extension of who we are as people. And it's kind of our interface between the worlds that we exist in our heads and the rest of the world. So, you know, if there is a disconnect, it can be really debilitating for people. And the flip side of that is it's really exciting when people are able to achieve communication and voice that does reflect who they feel like they are on the inside.
Because it's really important. Because in one way, you want to try and broadcast how you feel.
Absolutely.
How you identify.
Yeah.
This is going to sound slightly dirty, but I don't mean it to.
No.
Do men and women swallow differently?
Interesting.
Clayton.
I mean that in a non-dirty way.
Look, given that there's, and it's not my specialty area, swallowing's the one area of speech pathology that I've steered away from as much as humanly possible because I'm not very good at it.
Okay.
But because the structures are different, then there would be some differences potentially in what happens. But it's probably one of the areas that isn't as diverse, whereas the thing with voice and communication is that it can be really different between men and women, and you know, it's part of what makes it really a unique and special area within my field.
It does sound like a very interesting field. I didn't know that swallowing was part of speech pathology till right now, so thank you for that.
Yeah, actually, that was news to me as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There you go. So one of the aspects of communication itself is not only just verbal, there's also nonverbal as well. When we look at the two different genders, there seems to be a bit of a difference. How does that work?
Yeah, so look, there's a whole raft of different ways that communication differs between the genders, and I think you've touched on a really interesting and probably not always thought about area, which is the non-vocal communication. So things like gesturing, body postures, stance, that all impacts on how we communicate with other people, and that's very different depending on what gender you identify as being. So
the other thing I was also going to ask as well, is it also sometimes potentially related to sexual orientation as well?
Mm.
You know, some gay men might behave in a certain way in terms of gesturing and those kinds of things. Is that, would you see that as well?
Well, it's interesting because I think there's a lot of cultural variances in the way that we gesture, and that can come in cultures in terms of small C, so in small communities, but also in broader cultures. So different nationalities will actually use their bodies in different ways when they communicate. And I think that's part of what happens when you're, you know, with your tribe or with your clan, is that you develop norms that identify you to the people around you that you associate with. So it definitely has variance, but I think it's often to do with who we're around and how we want to be identified with other people.
I think also gay men don't get quite as hung up about looking feminine, or it's okay to be a bit more feminine or whatever else, but just we're not as worried about it.
One thing I was going to say is a little while ago I saw a documentary on it was actually on a streaming television service. I'm not going to say which one. But I saw one, and it was actually, the name of the show was called Do I Sound Gay? And I think from what I can recall watching this documentary was because gay men, sometimes when they're growing up, they tend to socialise with straight women, that there's a transference in terms of speech patterns, and that comes across onto gay men. Would you say that's true, or there's any sort of credit with that?
Look, I mean, potentially that there's an interesting argument to be had there. I hadn't thought about it in those terms before, so it's definitely something to kind of go away and think about.
I'll send you a link.
Awesome.
I'll dig it up. I've got it buried somewhere in one of those streaming things. I've signed up to too many of them, actually.
Mm-hmm. Too many sign-ups.
Yeah, well, it's probably going to cost me an absolute fortune. I need to check my monthly balances and how much is going to these direct debits. It's really scary. Oh, God, I'm really scared about this stuff. I don't know. All right, look, I'll tell you what, you are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. I've got a track lined up for you. Here we go. Well, actually, I play this song every time I go and jump on a plane, and I travel a bit for work now and then, but there's this something about this track and slowly creeps up, and which to me reminds me of the sound of a plane starting to take off.
I can see what you mean.
Yeah. Steppenwolf, Magic Cover Ride. You are listening to Transpositions at Joy 94.9.
Stars break the mold.
Oh my god, so Clayton, did they break the mold? Shooting Stars?
Oh, they break lots of things, I think, but yeah.
I don't know. Look, that is Smash Mouth, and that was All Star. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. Hey, that song we were talking off air, I saw that song was in Shrek or
Shrek
something?
Shrek, it was, and I think it was even used in Shrek 2. Was that good? Mystery Men, a couple other things like Digimon,
yep.
Inspector Gadget, and then Larry Sanders Show, Ally McBeal, Friends, Tom Goes to the Mayor. I don't know that one.
Oh, that's crazy. Yeah.
Bob the Builder.
Are you serious? Bob the Builder.
Sorry. An action figure of Bob the Builder by Learning Curve. You're a Builder. Dancing Bob sings a song called You're a Builder to the tune of this song, Bob being All-Star.
Do you know what I say to that? Really? This is crazy.
Yeah, but if it's approved by Bob the Builder, anyone can love it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Bob the Builder. Actually, my kids, when they were little, they used to love Bob the Builder.
Mm-hmm.
Can he fix it? Can he build it? Yes, he can.
I think that was actually even released as a single, the Can We Fix It? A bit of a dance beat behind it. Yeah.
It was actually, you know what? I want to hear, I don't know if he's going to do it, but Mike Evans, Dex After Dark. Oh, I want to hear him play that. Because I listen to Dex, and Dex is actually on Friday nights, I think it's about 10 o'clock here at Joy 94.9. And I just love listening to it because, like, I love good DJ music.
Yeah.
It's great.
So, Mike, if you're listening, we'd like a bit of Bob the Builder in your mix.
Absolutely, Mike. You've got to do it. Get one of your DJs, if they're playing for you, spinning the Dex, to put in some Bob the Builder. I don't think he's going to do it.
Probably not. Imagine not.
We can wish. Hey, look. It's not. Are you serious? Mike, come on. You're going to do
never
it.
Never going to happen.
Do you hear that, guys? He says it's never going to happen.
Mike said no.
No. Hey, look, guys. One thing I was going to ask, if you've got messages for us and if you want to tell us about your New Year's resolutions and those kinds of things, this is how you go and do it.
We're listening to you. SMS 0427 JOY 949. Email onair at joy.org.au or call us 1300 JOY 949.
Yeah, may as well do it. So send us messages, text messages, emails, all those kinds of wonderful things.
And we've had a membership.
Yay!
From Helen from Brunswick West. Thank you very much for your membership.
Oh, Helen, thank you so much. We love you.
Good time to do it with the 94 days of summer.
It is, exactly. And just recently, I renewed my membership as well.
Well done.
So good stuff, Helen. Appreciate it. Love you. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about just quickly, Katie, is the way in which trans women and trans men sort of communicate. And we were talking before about nonverbal communication and those kinds of things. When someone is transitioning from one gender to another, is it one approach, would it be best for them to sort of, with the communication, like at the snap of fingers, to sort of just change just like that? Or is it more, is it easier for a gradual transition of both verbal and non-verbal communication? So as physically they change, that also happens with their communication and everything.
Well, I think it's one of those things that it's also about trying out what sits right with you as a person. So it's not just about there's a set of particular things that are male or female and you have to only do those things in a particular way in a particular set. So I think it's, for most people, it is a gradual attainment. I think often it's trial and error and figuring out what kind of feels comfortable for you in what kind of context. And yeah, it's really about kind of that self-discovery, I think. So it sits alongside that whole process.
So it's a really slow and gradual thing.
For a lot of people, it is. I mean, I've had clients over the years who have very much decided that that's what they were going to focus on. And so for them, it's been a more rapid kind of development, I suppose. And they've moved into their new set of gestures or their new way of communicating quite rapidly. But to be honest, often because the process of adapting voice is often a very slow process, the rest of the communication kind of tends to sit alongside all of that.
So would you say that really voice is one of the biggest difficulties that your clients have had, or has there been other things that your clients have experienced?
Yeah, look, it's interesting. I think everybody kind of has their own challenges, and it really, you know, depends on the individual. But often voice is hard because, as one of my clients said to me, it's the thing that we have to do for ourselves. So everything else gets done to us, and this is done by us. And it really is a case of, because it's developing a new skill base and creating new habits, that it is something that can be quite challenging for people.
Look, as from a trans perspective as well, I know voice for everyone who goes through this transition is difficult. also with obviously whether you go male to female or female to male, obviously the when you're transitioning to male, the androgen process, androgenization process on the vocal folds obviously solves all of the problems. But still, once again, you've got the nonverbal communication aspects as well to also manage as well for a trans man.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, it's interesting because I often think that we create a lot of what we do by watching other people. And so, you know, it's often the case that in the clinic that clients will come in and they'll try things out, but often it's actually about going and looking at, you know, how are the meaningful people in my life doing things? You know, have they got particular gestures that I like that I'd like to try out? Mm. Or are there particular ways that I've noticed somebody stands that I think is something I want to emulate? So, you know, it's often actually a around observation and being aware of what people are doing and then figuring out how that sits for yourself.
What are some of the quick wins for a trans person, whether they're going either way?
Yeah, look, and again, it's pretty individualistic, but often it's the thing of feeling like the way that you have gestured or the way that you've spoken sits well with other people. So often I've had clients say, you know, I went into a shop and somebody didn't turn around and look at me strangely when I opened my mouth to ask for something. And that acceptance of there not being a dissonance between the way that somebody looks and the way that they sound can often be a really big win for people. But also too, when they get feedback from people that they care about, that, you know, they're starting to sound the way that they're aiming to sound, or that they, you know, they've used their voice in a way that was particularly feminine or masculine, depending on what their goals are.
It works well for them.
Absolutely.
Voice is such an important thing in the way we communicate, because people will respond to you in a certain way just from how you sound. Mm. And I find that with my students, and they just, if I'm sounding a particular way one day at school, then they'll respond differently. Like if I use a more stronger tone or if I use softer tone. So I guess people will start responding to you differently as well.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, this is something you can talk about a bit later, but I've definitely found that even with my own research with sports coaches, that the way that you sound impacts on how people will interact with you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I think it's definitely something to remember and certainly something to think about. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. Hey, look, we are talking to Katie, and I've got Clayton here in the studio with us, and we're talking about comms and everything else like that. Now, one of the things I want to try and figure out as well, if we can, is a type of language that trans people use. I know that when I was presenting as male, I used to speak certain words like, oh, yeah, that was all right, mate. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. But obviously now it's just like I don't talk like that. It's just like I'd say, this is absolutely amazing, and way in which I choose my words. That's a big thing for people trying to get their minds around. How does that work in the overall comms or the communications that people actually have when they're transitioning?
Yeah, so I think it's interesting just in terms of that male-female gender difference, that we know that women tend to be more expressive in their communication. So you were absolutely spot on when you were saying that you moved into more expressive language. Mm. So things like saying, you know, absolutely and fabulous and those kind of terms do
superb.
Tend to... Absolutely. they do tend to be more feminine. And so we tend to notice those more in feminine speech. And as you said, there are certain even ways of enunciating things that tend to be more masculine in terms of the clarity of the speech. And we know, for instance, that women tend to have their tongues further forward in their mouths, so they enunciate more than male speakers. So it's an interesting kind of combination between how we actually talk in terms of the physical way that we speak. Women tend to speak faster than men, but also, as you said, in terms of the words that we use, and that all sits alongside things like how pitch changes and the sort of volume that we use in the speech.
It's also the overall pace as well, and phrasing.
Absolutely.
Pauses. Those kinds of things.
Yeah, and what's really interesting is I think something that a lot of people who are looking at altering their speech. So it may be that they're transitioning, or it may be that they're looking at trying to be able to use their speech in a particular way for say their jobs. So, you know, radio announcers and people like that, is that it's about actually being more aware of those things. And of course, if we're not focusing on them, why would it not just be habit? But it's really, it can be a really interesting but sometimes eye-opening thing to start to concentrate on, you know, what is it that actually makes that communication masculine or feminine.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I was going to say, actually, talking about radio, having these things on your ears and listening to yourself, I was like, oh, I sound like that. Like normally when we're speaking without headphones and having the sort of, a microphone in front of us, we hear things differently because the mechanics, the transmission of the sound is much different.
Absolutely. And I think what's interesting, you know, most people will listen to recordings of themselves and be like, oh, okay. And
not,
yeah, and not necessarily like what they hear. So, you know, that can be really confronting for particular clients that I've worked with, because as therapists, we'd love to get them to listen to recordings because it helps to be able to hear, you know, what's happening and what isn't. But it can be really confronting when you don't like the sound of your voice at the time.
Listening to my own voice doing my podcasts and things like that, I've always thought my voice was masculine enough for me. I didn't realize how high-pitched I was until I actually listened to myself, which I'm comfortable with my voice. It's not a problem.
You sound great.
Yeah, thanks. But I've been more high-pitched than I realized listening to myself back.
And that's interesting. When we did pitch measures with uni on our voices, I've actually got quite a low pitch for a woman, but I have quite a feminine voice. So it's interesting how we shape.
But how does it work? And that's obviously the timbre that we're talking about.
Yeah.
How does it work?
So the actual pure pitch happens at the vocal cords, or the vocal folds, and that's basically, if you think of two rubber bands, if you pull them tighter, you get a higher sound. So we alter the tension in these two little ligaments that are the size of our little fingernails by, you know, creating voice and changing that sound. But then we have to shape that to actually have what we hear as voice. So we do that by allowing that sound to reverberate, or if you think about it being like a tennis ball that's hitting against a wall, that's what happens. The sound hits against the walls in the throat and then in the mouth and nose. And we shape what that space looks like to make different sounds. So that actually shapes what the voice sounds like.
So in terms of where it resonates.
Absolutely. So, you know, you'll hear some people who will be hypernasal and they're doing a lot of things up in their nasal cavity.
Oh my God, you sound like Fran Drescher.
And then you've got the people that aren't doing any of the reverberation and, you know, the Blinky Bill, Julia Gillard kind of voice. Mm-hmm. And that's purely just by moving that, where that's bouncing around.
And then you've got helium.
And then you have helium.
I'm going to throw another thing into the mix. Harmonics. Look, I studied engineering and electronics and those kinds of things, so I'm a techie engineer kind of person by trade. But one of the things I learned about when we spoke about a sine wave, which is just the pure wave itself, that is itself what's termed as the fundamental frequency, because it's the base, it's the lowest frequency. And then there's other frequencies built on top of that, what we call harmonics, at certain set intervals, and they change the overall structure. I think it's called fast Fourier analysis and those kinds of things. In a human voice, how does that happen? How does that change with the different harmonics? Because you've got the vocal folds which are vibrating at a certain level, but then when we start to talk about the generation of those harmonics, is that because of the vocal chamber? Where everything's resonating.
Yeah, and it's all that integration of the structures and the sound moving from that sound source in the throat right the way up to moving out of the mouth. So, you know, there's actually a whole lot of physics that comes into creating what we hear as voice. And, you know, how clever are we that we do this without even thinking that we're creating this really varied and quite unique sound, and that each of us does it in a different way that's identifiable as us.
It just happens so smoothly. Oh, God, it's amazing. Clayton, you did so well.
Oh, thank you.
well, you sound like a normal cis guy, which is great.
Yeah, like, look, I sound like me, and I'm actually pretty happy with that. So,
yeah, of course, you should be happy with that.
I use my voice a lot at work, and I do a lot of modulation, and that's what I teach my student teach as well. You need to modulate to keep people interested and happy with what you're saying. But then I do character voices as well, and that just is a whole new level. I'm not doing it on air.
Oh, come on.
No.
I want to hear character voices.
Not spontaneously. I need something in front of me, material. When I read my books, I use a lot of accents and things like that, and that's a whole lot of fun. And it teaches me about my speech as well.
Oh, God. Okay, that's fine. All right. Look, I tell you what we're going to do is I'm going to play a quick song. We're going to listen to some Sophie Ellis Bextor, Magic on the Dance Floor.
Murder on the Dance Floor.
Murder on the Dance Floor. I'm losing my plot. You're listening to Transpositions, Joy 94.9.
It's murder on the dance floor. You better not kill the groove, DJ. Gonna burn this goddamn house right down.
Oh, you are listening to Transpositions on Joy 94.9. Hey, guess what?
Time's up.
Oh my God. Clayton, time is almost up. We've had a great show tonight. We've had the amazing Katie come through. Katie, what's actually the name of your business?
So if people want to get in contact with you, probably the easiest is via Twitter, so at Voice of the Game.
Okay.
And we'd love to hear from anyone.
Absolutely, because we did get one message coming through from one of our listeners, and yeah, they want to learn more. So
great.
Awesome. Hey, look, you can reach us here at Transpositions. You can email us transpositions@joy.org.au. We are on 8 o'clock each week now. We're not 9 o'clock that we used to be. We're 8 o'clock now.
You've graduated.
We have graduated. Well, we've gone backwards. We've regressed. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I'm hoping it's not such a bad thing.
I think it's a good thing.
It's a good thing?
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Definitely. It's a good thing. So, yeah, so thank you so much for coming in. Absolutely enjoyed it. It's been an amazing show and really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
Thanks awesome. For having me live.
Yes, Clayton live for the first time. You are listening to Transpositions on Joy. I'm going to take you out with some good old Avril Lavigne, Skater Boy. This song, I was singing my friend Kurt, and if you guys have listened to Transpositions before in the past, you will know Kurt. And yeah, so this is Kurt. If you are listening, Skater Boy, you are listening to Transpositions.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.